From calls for police accountability to discussions about cultural sensitivity in the workplace, the national conversation about race has been sprawling. High-profile workplaces like the New York Times and ESPN have gotten a lot of attention recently, but the upheaval is not limited to white-collar jobs. Keystone Crossroads' Avi Wolfman-Arendt shows us just how far these conversations have traveled by taking us to a pair of fast food restaurants in suburban Philadelphia.
On June 3rd, storm clouds gathered outside a Chick-fil-A store in Ridley Township, Delaware County. 21-year-old manager Alicia Abney noticed the sky start to change just after noon.
It started to get windy, and we could clearly see there was a storm coming.
A deadly line of thunderstorms was about to sweep through the region, producing wind gusts higher than 75 miles an hour and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. As the skies darkened, the managers made a common-sense decision. They called in five workers who were out in the drive-thru lane taking orders.
So we were bringing all those people inside because it was about to start raining. It was clear that it was about to start thunderstorming.
Then, for no clear reason, the highest-ranking manager on site decided to send a black male employee back into the parking lot. Abney and others asked why. The manager, Jason Anches, replied with an attempt at a joke.
Jason said, well, no one really cares if he dies, right? Ha ha ha.
Then another manager, Richard LaCantora, chimed in. He said the black employee looked like a protester and that he should be out in the rain.
Everyone kind of like stopped for a second. You know, even though at Chick-fil-A it's so busy and like things are constantly moving, everyone in that drive-through area like completely stopped and looked over. And once everyone looked over to show like their concern for like what was just said, Rich continues to say, I'm not going to apologize either. You guys just can't take a joke.
He was right in one sense. They couldn't take it. In the aftermath of George Floyd's death, with the country in upheaval, the employees had reached a tipping point.
We're already experiencing this out in the world, you know, out in the country. It's like, we don't need this here.
Employees at the Chick-fil-A store in Ridley and another owned by the same franchisee in nearby Springfield started to meet outside work to swap stories about mistreatment. A Latinx employee recalled being told to clean up a table because, quote, Latinos are good at cleaning. A Liberian-American employee remembered a white manager repeatedly speaking to her in a faux African accent. Zaire Cuspid says the comments he heard were usually framed as jokes.
I would feel like it was wrong, but I didn't really know why until I learned to educate myself on the problems.
Many of the organizers started at Chick-fil-A when they were in high school, but over the years, they found new vocabulary and context for what they were experiencing at work. And then on that stormy June 3rd, it all came together.
That incident was like the start of us saying that we needed to do something.
The employees started an online petition asking for the managers who joked about the protesters to be fired. And they flooded social media with anecdotes, pictures, and calls for actions, racking up thousands of likes and signatures. Soon after, the franchise owner, Jason Anches' father, asked his son and Rich LaCantora to resign. But it was a costly victory. After two of the employees questioned why Anches and LaCantora weren't flat-out fired, the employees asking questions got fired themselves. One of the fired employees was 23-year-old Zaid Blackwell, the only black male manager at his store. He had thought about leaving before all of this.
At certain points, I did want to leave, but at the same time, you know, I'm a single father. So it was one of those things where, like, I really had to put my daughter first in a lot of these situations.
Blackwell says that for years he mentioned to upper management that he felt black employees were less likely to be promoted. He thinks that may have contributed to his firing, but he's okay with it.
I'm going to use this platform that I have as a manager who got fired to hopefully bring light to everything that's happened inside this organization and just, you know, keep a positive mindset because I know it's only going to get better. You know, it has to.
Neither of the managers who resigned returned our request for comment. Owner Gene Anches did send a brief written statement acknowledging that multiple employees had been let go after an investigation. He said his franchise also updated its policies and mandated, quote, culture intelligence training for staff. Of the 10 employees we interviewed, all said they'd either quit, been fired, or were looking for other jobs. So in some ways, this is all just a blip. Everyone will move on. But they'll all move on to new workplaces, carrying this moment with them.
This kind of really pushed me to understand that people can only hear you if you're talking.
Zaire Cuspid is 20. He's studying industrial psychology in college, basically the psychology of the workplace. It's a topic he's learned a lot about recently. His first organizing experience, he says, has only emboldened him.
And if you're not talking about it, no one's going to know.
Now at least some people know about life for Black employees at a pair of Chick-fil-A's in suburban Philadelphia. And for him, that alone feels like progress. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.